This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Let's do some Bidenomics.
This helped. We created 13.4 million new jobs. More jobs in 2 years than any president has ever made in four, in two. And folks, it's no accident. That's Bidenomics in action.
Now, that's no accident. That's Bidenomics in action. I have a question. I'm just asking for a friend. During the moribund, suck-ass years that were 2009 to 2017, when you were the vice president head hustler for Ukraine, where was Bidenomics then? Why weren't you telling Barack Hussein Obama? Why weren't you consulting him and telling him, hey, dude, listen to me. Obama, sit down, you youngster. Me and Corn Pop got something to tell you about economics. This is the Democrat Party that is now in complete and total panic mode. There will be no primary. Biden's not going to face a primary opponent. There's not going to be any debates with Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. There should be, but there won't be. If Biden's still alive and can walk, he's going to be the nominee. So why is he out there touting this crap? Why is the Fifth Estate, fifth-run state-owned media, why are they out there parroting this? Why are they out there? And we have new Bidenomics statistics. Obviously, a wheel has come off the bus. And for some reason, it's almost like they're scared of us. Like, rut-row, Raggy. The idiots seem to have figured out just how bad we've screwed everything up. Bidenomics. By the way, I went and looked this up. When Ronald Wilson Reagan took office on the 20th of January, 1981, and he inherited stagflation and that moribund train wreck that the peanut farmer and the early escapees from the Soviet Union, pinko commies, had designed with Carter. During the course of the next 8 years, and everyone acknowledges that the 1980s was a boom. It was an economic expansion, if you care for this sort of thing. What history reflects, it was an economic expansion unlike any in American history. The only thing they previously could compare to it would have been when Ike was president. And that was just because the war came to an end. We stopped plowing resources into making bombs and tanks and stuff, and instead into making automobiles and electric plants and what have you here. But the Reagan economic boom, they've been trying to deny it for 45 years now, but it's not deniable. It actually did happen. But do you know how many jobs your average person that calls himself an economist will attribute to the Reagan economic boom? It's only like 8 million. That's over 8 years. Now, I'm making it sound like, but 8 million new vocations is a lot while you're treading water with the rest of them. This clown is claiming that in 2 years, he and he alone is responsible for 13 million. I mean, why don't you just go out and say, you know how many jobs me and Corn Pop are responsible for? 100 million new jobs. Well, I mean, everyone has now taken a second job, I guess. Bidenomics. It's a thing. Never did I ever see that one coming. Did you? Well, are there more Bidenomic follies?
Do you? Is that a real?
Are there more Bidenomic follies coming? Because I would sure like. Do we have to hear them? You know, I can put some Pee Wee's Big Top music on under it. I think that might be appropriate.
Let's see.
More Bidenomics.
Yes, hold please.
All right.
Trickle-down approach failed the middle class. It failed America. It blew up the deficit. It increased inequity. And it weakened our infrastructure. It stripped the dignity, pride, and hope out of communities, one after another. I made a commitment when I got elected. No one in America making under $400,000 will ever have to pay a single penny more in federal taxes as long as I'm president. And I've kept that promise.
No one, not a single solitary soul making under $400,000 million will pay another penny in federal tax. What? No one. Now, I have a question. You're supposed to be a Democrat. I thought you liked taxing people that made like $400,000 a year.
Only the rich people.
That's the rich. It used to be that the rich just made over $100,000 if you were a Democrat. Now you got to make a half a million now to be evil? What happened to paying their fair share?
Inflation, dude.
100,000 is now going to a half a million. I made a commitment. No one is ever going to make it under 400,000. I have to pay. I just wish one of these clowns would just come out and go like, if you want this current government to continue, it is going to cost you 80% of everything you're going to earn today, and we're coming to get it.
I want you to write me a check.
I want you to write me a check for what this train wreck of mine, this oligarchy of ours here in the United States, we call the United States. I want you to write me a check for what it actual, maybe bring Bob Barker out, actual retail price. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. This portion of the program brought to you by, head on over to the Founders Trading Post store. We got a brand new item in there that I am very, very excited about to tell you. It is called the Concealment Cap. Now, this is actually comes to us from a listener who heard me asking for people that had products, small business items that they were selling or that they were a trade that they were practicing. And he and I have been talking for months, and we finally made the deal. I'm like, just send me a box of them. We'll figure out what to do with them. Well, when we got them, we just opened the box up and started toying around with what looks like an ordinary camo cap, a baseball cap. Looks are deceiving. First of all, you have the Velcro patch locations on the front. We will give you the first patch while supplies last. We have Christ-worn ISIS about that someone donated way back in 2015. So we'll give you the first Velcro patch, but you can get the Velcro patches for whatever you want anywhere. I mean, they're all over the place. We're going to have some made like Pettifogger, Local 476, Sheriff, things like that, but that's in the future. Here's the really cool part about the concealed cap. Flip it over. On the underside of the sweatband, if you will, the headband of the cap, sewn into it with heavy-duty military-grade thread, is a compartment. The compartment is perfectly sized to fit and to hold your ID, driver's license, passport, a couple of credit cards, if you want, or debit cards, and then another fold behind it to stuff your cash into. So, you know, if you're traveling and you don't want to get pickpocketed on public transportation, wear the concealment cap and stick everything in the cap. If you're out going to a festival or something and you go like, well, I don't really want to carry my wallet because I don't want to have a pair of slacks or shorts that's got bulky pockets on it, take what's in the wallet, take it out, stick the necessities in the concealment cap, and wear the concealment cap around. I mean, maybe you're just going to a festival or something, and you just don't want to carry a purse or something, ladies. Get a concealment cap. One size fits all. This is a really cool item. It's affordable. It's $24.95. And I think we can all imagine a purpose. Maybe you're going to a barbecue or something. You want to leave the wallet and stuff in the car. But, you know, in case something happens, you want to have a little cash. tuck it up into the compartments of the concealment cap. So, brand new item. It's out today. $24.95. There's only two dozen of them in there. I can get more, lots more, but we only have two dozen patches. So we're going to give you the first patch free. Go to shop.mikechurch.com. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Check out the concealment cap. Don't forget to throw in a two DVD set of the Road to Independence, the movie, which we still have the director's edition of. And then you can watch the Road to Independence this Independence Day weekend with your family. Most people back in the day, I was told that most people really liked The Road to Independence, the movie that we made back in 2011. So that's all. And don't forget the Beast and Butt Rub for your barbecue and the Acadiana steak seasoning, too. Shop.mikechurch.com. All right. What else do we have going on here today? Lots. North Carolina Senate approves ban on gender-affirming care for minors. This is a biggie because it all began with the Charlotte City Council and the bathroom ordinance in 2016. Remember? The demons are ascendant. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer.